I'm going to start by saying, once again, I have no idea when it comes to plants or flowers or botany or any of that stuff. I just know that I like flower pictures like this that look pretty. And I don't know what kind of flower this is. If you know, let me know in the comment section because I have no idea. I think it looks like the Sarlacc monster from the special edition of Return of the Jedi, which, by the way, is not the version I prefer because it's got all these CGI enhancements like the Sarlacc monster. But nevertheless, seeing this did remind me of that Sarlacc monster. And I shot this when we had a particularly warm day. I think it was in early February. As usual, what am I doing? Walking around Theta Pond, taking a 5-minute walk with my camera. I have my close-up plus four filters. My close-up filters, and I have my plus four one on because that one is awesome. You can point the thing at like a rock and still get a good photo with that plus four filter. And I saw some flowers. I saw some crocuses that were peeking up out of the ground, and I took some pictures of those. And then I saw this thing, this purple thing, and it was so cool. The rich purple colors and the rich greens and the dark whatever it is behind it, and all the colors in the scene just really stood out to me. And so I had to decide where to shoot this thing from, what angle to use, what did I want in the foreground and background. And I'm honestly pretty happy with how it turned out. I'm happy with how sharp it is. If you click on this picture, you'll go to the Flickr album and you can zoom into 100%, and you can see all these tiny little details that I wouldn't think would be possible with just a little screw-on lens attachment. But man, I am so thrilled with those close-up filters. And if you don't have some, give them a try. They're awesome. There was a few compositional elements to this photo that I had to decide just in the spur of the moment. Things like where should I put this flower in the frame? What should I focus on? Should I focus on the very tip of the flower, or should I focus farther back? What do I want in the background? What about my light? Where's the light coming from, and how is that going to affect the light and shadows of everything? And I've noticed that all those sorts of decisions are being made a little quicker than they used to for me. There was a time when I would have taken the same picture and it would have been horribly composed. And I'm not saying this one is perfect, but I can see a progression over time, and that's fun to see. I also think it might be fun to return to this scene and see what it looks like over time. So how is this flower, whatever it is, changed, and what does it look like now versus what it looked like back then? It's one of the cool things about photography is you get to take a closer look at the world around you and see it from a different perspective than you might normally see it. And then also I think it helps you examine it from a time perspective. And when you return to things later on, you can see not only how you've changed as a photographer, but how the world has changed around you too. So anyway, there's no real lesson here. There's no grand statement to be made other than this is just a fun picture to shoot. And I hope if you haven't gotten your own set of close-up filters, I hope maybe you'll give them a try, or at least get an allo clip for your phone or something like that. It's really fun to see the world around you a little closer up.